The monitor glows. Code moves in steady white lines against a black background. It is 2 in the morning. I am the only one left in the building. My eyes ache. My fingers keep moving. This is the rhythm of my life. This is how I built a career from nothing. I am a lead engineer at one of the top firms in Palo Alto. People look at me and see a success story. They see a woman who broke the mold, an Indian American who climbed the ladder in a world dominated by men. I believe that story too. I believed in the math. Math is supposed to be fair. It does not have a bias. I just finished the final push for the Q1 release. My metrics are perfect. My team hit every milestone. I am in total control of this project. I am the one they call when the system crashes. I am the one who stays until the sun comes up to fix the bugs others missed. I click through the internal directory to upload my final report. A window pops up. It is a shared drive from HR. Someone left the permissions open. It is a spreadsheet for the 2026 merit increase budgets. I should close it. I should report the leak and go home. But my name is right there at the top of the list. I scroll to the right. I see the salary column. I see the bonus structures. I see the equity packages. My breath catches in my throat. I see the names of the men I lead, the men I trained, the men who ask me for help every single day. I do the math in my head. It takes 2 seconds. I am earning 20% less than my male peers. 20%. It is not a rounding error. It is a gap, a chasm. My performance ratings are higher than theirs. My seniority is greater, but the numbers on the screen do not care about my hard work. The silence in the office feels heavy now. The hum of the servers sounds like a mockery. I have spent a decade believing in the meritocracy. I told my parents that the old ways were gone. I told them that in America, if you are the best, you get paid like the best. I was wrong. I look at the name next to mine, Mark. I hired Mark 6 months ago. I spent weeks teaching him our architecture. He makes $30,000 more than I do. He gets more stock options. He has half my experience. The anger starts as a cold knot in my stomach. It spreads to my chest. I think about every vacation I missed. I think about the birthdays I spent at my desk. I think about the model minority comments, the hard-working and reliable labels they pinned on me like medals. Now I see those labels for what they are. They are silencers. They are the bricks in the bamboo ceiling. I do not cry. I do not have time for that. I take a screenshot. I save the file to a private drive. I close the laptop and walk out of the building. The California air is cool. The streets are empty. I drive home in a daze. The next morning, I am in my office early. My boss Greg walks in with a coffee. He smiles at me. He tells me I did a great job on the release. He says the board is very impressed. He offers me a leadership award. It is a glass trophy and a $500 gift card. I look at the trophy. It is clear and hollow, just like his words. I do not thank him. I wait for him to sit down. I open my laptop. I turn the screen toward him. I show him the spreadsheet. His face goes pale. He tries to stutter an excuse. He mentions market adjustments. He talks about negotiation history. He says that some people are just better at advocating for themselves. He means I was too quiet. He means I was too grateful just to be here. I do not raise my voice. I use the same tone I use when I am explaining a system failure. I tell him the gap is unacceptable. I tell him the 2026 gender pay gap reports for Silicon Valley are about to go public. I tell him I know exactly where I stand in those statistics. I give him an ultimatum. Match my pay to the highest earning peer on my team, add the back pay for the last 3 years, do it by the end of the day, or I walk, and I take my entire team with me. They follow me, not the company. He knows this. The day is a blur of meetings. HR directors, legal counsel, VPs in expensive suits. They try to play nice. They try to offer me a title change instead of cash. I stay firm. I use their own data against them. I show them the cost of replacing a lead engineer with my specialized knowledge. By 5 o'clock, I have a new contract in my inbox. The numbers are correct. The back pay is there. They even threw in extra equity to keep me quiet. They want me to sign a non-disclosure agreement. They want the leak to stay buried. I signed the papers. I get what I wanted. I am now the highest paid engineer on the floor. I should feel a sense of victory. I should feel empowered. Instead, I feel nothing. I look around the office. I see the same people I have worked with for years. I see Greg. He avoids my gaze. I see Mark. He is laughing at a joke in the break room. He has no idea his presence cost me my peace of mind. I realize that the money does not fix the damage. The trust is gone. The belief that I was valued for my mind is dead. They did not pay me because they respected me. They paid me because they were afraid of me. I walk to my car. The sun is setting over the valley. The sky is orange and purple. It looks like a painting. It looks perfect from a distance. But I know what is underneath the surface. I know the math is rigged. I have my money. I have my title. But I am looking at the exit. I am already planning my next move. I will find a place where I do not have to fight for what is mine. Or maybe that place does not exist. I start the engine. I drive away from the building. The glass trophy is still sitting on Greg's desk. I left it there. I do not need a reminder of a lie. I have the truth now. It is heavy, it is cold, and it is exactly what I deserve to know. I am a lead engineer. I am an Indian American woman, and I am finally done being grateful.